Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat podcast. If I sound like I'm not sober, trust me, I am stone fucking sober. I am Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook, all that shit. In the background, there's a live concert from the Dropkick Murphys playing live in Boston to no crowd on St. Patrick's Day because, yes, it's coronavirus season. It is fucking surreal. Really is fucking surreal. St. Patrick's Day, and it's the day they close the pubs. So, and it's probably the first St. Patrick's Day in a long time where I'm not going to be having any alcoholic beverages because I'm still fighting off this awesome, awesome bit of pneumonia. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, you know, when it comes to gaming, you know, I don't think we've ever really properly used in-game holidays. You know, occasionally it's a backdrop, but they don't come up and the party's coming to town. It's like, oh, what's going on? Is it small? It's St. Murphy's Day. You know, or St. Cuthbert's Day. And we're celebrating St. Cuthbert's Day with the parade and I have no idea. Hopefully not green beer, but who knows. But I you know me, when I get into these moods, I like to think about how you can make topical events relevant in your gaming, and I don't think I'd ever want a pandemic in my gaming. Maybe post-apocalyptic or something like that, you know. Walking Dead kind of shit. But, too fucking real, man. Too fucking real. And it's funny because I tell my wife to get out of her funk. She's getting mad. She's getting angry. And angry at stuff that you can't address, right? Where did this, virus launch from? Wuhan, Providence, China. What are you going to do? You're going to go over there and start smacking people in Wuhan? No. I'm sure the one who's spread it is probably 6 feet under. What are you going to do? You're going to game. In the end, it's all we can do. Right? If you're stuck at home. New York City Mayor de Blasio is talking about a mandatory shelter in place. Where if you're not part of first responder, medical, I want to say food service, but like working for a supermarket or a grocery store or a pharmacy, you're not going to be working unless you're working from home. If you're going to be stuck at home and you can't go out and shake your neighbor's hand, you can't go out and talk to your neighbor. I got a fucking loon for a neighbor. Happens to be Chinese, but she happens to be a bit of a sweet loon, but she'll barge her fucking ass right into the house to bring something into the kitchen. Food that I don't eat because I wouldn't know what the hell it is. And she's given to me by 20 pound bags, but we're in a situation. It's a unique situation. Probably the first and hopefully the only time in our lives we are meant not to go out, not to shop, not to socialize in the real world, right? So the virtual world has to become realer. And I do suspect the aftermath of this, one of the things is that virtual tabletops are going to take a huge jump in technology. I don't know what that jump is going to be. you know, whether it's going to be integrating your 3D headsets. I don't even think that's going to be really. I've got a 3D headset, and technology's okay. Nothing for me to write home about. And it would be awkward playing an RPG in that, you know. But if you can make the interfaces for these various VTTs even more seamless, even more, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know, more user-friendly. I think that the buy-in from the public, the gaming public, would be huge. And what we need is a virtual tabletop that allows you, built into the features, that allows a virtual convention where people can break off from the game and go hang out in that virtual bar. I'll be honest with you, on the Tank Cars Tavern Discord server, the Tavern After Hours, which you can't miss. If you go into the Tavern's Discord server, it's the upper left corner. I made it prominent. This is the 24/7 hangout if you want to just chat in voice. And I could talk to people. Last night, it was hopping. More than what I expected. I did more talking than I think I do sometimes on Tavern Chat on Thursday nights. But you know what? If we're going to get through this, we're going to get through this because of each other. Nobody is going to survive. You know, you're not going to come out of this in good mental health if you feel that you are an island and that you don't need anybody else. We all need somebody else. And if you can't make that physical connection, you can make a virtual connection. So, you know what I think I got to do? I think I got to stop watching the fucking news every morning and getting my updates. Because all it is coronavirus, 24/7. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the Mellingy talking. I don't know. Folks, do what you need to do just to keep yourself and your family safe. Okay? You don't want to be like, oh man, I'm really fiending for whatever. Jamaican chicken patties. Rachel's going to beat me. Listen, there's things that I'm fiending for. My pub is closed, man. I haven't been to my pub in 3 weeks to today. Yeah, but I got Irish breakfast on Saturday. Rachel was it Saturday or Sunday? Sunday. Sunday, Rach ordered Irish breakfast for the two of us. It was delicious. She picked it up, brought it home. A little bit of Ireland. That was my St. Paddy's Day. Because this ain't much of a St. Paddy's Day. All right, folks. On that note. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And God willing, I will talk with you all tomorrow. Laters.